Welcome back. Today we're doing one of those drum and bass tricks that sounds small, but makes a track feel instantly more expensive, using transient loops for top-end sparkle. If you've ever had a break or a two-step pattern that hits hard, but still feels kind of slow or blurry in the high end, this is the fix. Instead of cranking harsh EQ on your main drums, we layer a separate little tick loop over the top. Think hats, rides, shakers, rim ghosts. Tiny Foley clicks, short attacks, lots of presence, and basically no low end. It's the illusion of speed. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a main drum groove, plus a tight transient loop that's locked to tempo, bright but not brittle, and ducked around the snare so the snare still punches like it should. Alright, let's set up. Set your project tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a default. Now create two audio tracks. One called Drums Main, that's your break or your kick and snare pattern. Another called Transients Top, that's where the sparkle loop goes. And do yourself a favor, select your drum tracks and group them. Command or Control G. This way you can quickly mute the transient layer and a slash B it. That a slash B is going to keep you honest, because it's very easy to overdo top end. Cool. Step 1 is choosing the right material. You're looking for a loop that's mostly attack, not a long wash, not a big splashy cymbal that hangs forever. You want short, crispy hits that repeat in a steady pattern, eighths, sixteenths, or a nice shuffled hat loop. Good choices are tight shaker loops, jungle top loops, a chopped break top that's been high-passed, or even little textures like vinyl ticks or tiny clicks. Here's the golden rule: if it sounds good quiet, it's the right layer. If you have to turn it up loud to get it, it's probably not the one. Once you've got your loop, drag it onto transient's top. Now we warp it, and this is crucial in DNB because the groove is fast and timing mistakes feel extra obvious. Turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats. In the beat settings, set preserve to transients. Then adjust the envelope somewhere around 10 to 30. Lower values tend to sound tighter and more chopped. Higher values smooth things out a bit. We're usually going for tight. Now zoom in and make sure the very first transient lands exactly on bar 1, beat 1. Don't just eyeball it from far away. Zoom in and line that first tick up properly. After that, do a musical timing check. Loop 1 bar, listen with the main drums, and ask, does it feel like it sips forward, or does it feel like it drags? If it's dragging, go to track delay for the transient's top track. Nudge it earlier by a few milliseconds. Try -5 ms, -10 ms, maybe -15 ms. If it feels too pushy and ahead of the groove, go the other way. +5 ms can beat enough. This is one of those small numbers, huge vibe adjustments. Get the timing phase accurate first, then get the feel right. Next up, we're going to thin it on purpose. Add EQ 8 on the transient's top track. Start with a high pass filter. A good starting cutoff is somewhere between 300 and 800 Hz, with a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. And I want you to really hear this concept. You're not trying to keep the body of the loop. Your main drums already have body. The transient layer's job is mostly just TSS and tick. If it muddies the snare or makes the break feel cloudy, push that high pass higher. Sometimes even 1 kHz is totally valid for this technique. Now, if the loop is biting or hurting your ears, do a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz. Just a couple dB. That's often where the angry part lives. And if you want a bit of lift, add a gentle high shelf around 10 to 14 kHz. Maybe +1 to 3 dB. Keep it wide and subtle. We're not doing a smiley face hat loop. We're doing polish. A quick teacher check right here. Think in frequency jobs. Your transient loop should usually have one main purpose. Either it's tick, meaning clarity around 8 to 12 kHz, or air, meaning lift around 12 to 18 kHz, or texture, like gritty presence around 5 to 9 kHz. Tick the priority, then EQ toward that. Don't try to make one loop do everything. Now we shape dynamics so it sits on top without fighting. Drop in drum bus after EQ 8. Yes, drum bus on hats is totally a thing. Start with drive around 2 to 6. Crunch at 0 to 20, but be careful because crunch can get grainy fast. Turn boom off, because we don't need low end on this layer. Then increase the transients control. Try +5 to +20. This is where the snap comes from. If you want extra polish, add saturator after drum bus. Set it to analog clip. Add a little drive, like 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. And this is important, match the output level. Don't let it get louder and trick you into thinking it got better. The reason saturation is so good here is it makes tiny transients more audible without needing huge EQ boosts. That's how you get sparkle without that brittle Spraken hat sound. Alright, now we control peaks. You can do this two ways as a beginner. Option A. Glue compressor. Set a fast attack, around 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Release on auto, or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio at 2 to 1. You're just catching peaks, so aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Option B is even safer, a limiter at the end of the chain, sealing at minus 1 dB, only catching occasional spikes. It should not pump, it's just a ceiling, so random sharp ticks don't jump out. And honestly, using a limiter as a safety net on top loops is a pro move, because these loops can spike unpredictably. Now for the big DNB trick. Duck the top loop around the snare so the snare owns the transient. Add a standard compressor after your shaping. Turn on sidechain. Set auto from to your snare track, or the snare chain in your drum rack. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack around 1 to 5 ms. Release around 60 to 140 ms. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Listen carefully. The hats should still feel like they're rolling, but every time the snare hits, the top layer politely steps back. That makes the drop hit harder, and it stops masking. Quick advanced but beginner-friendly mindset here. Fix tone before dynamics. If your loop is harsh, EQ it first, then sidechain. Otherwise, you'll end up overducking just to hide a tone problem. Next, let's add a little movement so it feels alive and musical. Add auto filter. You can try it after EQ or before saturation. Both can work. Use either a high pass or a band pass, but keep it subtle. If you pick high pass, set it around 500 Hz with low resonance. Then automate the filter frequency across sections. In breakdowns, you can lower it slightly so there's more texture. In drops, raise it slightly so it's cleaner and more sparkly. You can also use the LFO in auto filter very gently. Small amount, like 5 to 10%. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/4. This should feel like life, not like an effect. Now we level it, and this is where most people mess it up. Pull the transient's top fader down until it's almost disappointing, then bring it up just until you miss it when it's muted. That's the sweet spot. A typical range might be somewhere like minus 18 to minus 10 dB on that channel meter, depending on how hot your drum bus is. But don't chase numbers. Chase the feeling. Faster, clearer, not louder. Add utility if you want to control width. You can try widening to 110 to 150%, but be careful, widening can smear groove. If you're making darker, heavier DNB, you might actually want it narrower, like 80 to 110%. And do a mono check early. Set utility width to zero for a moment. If the sparkle completely vanishes in mono, it means you relied on width instead of good tone and level. Here's a great reference trick. Turn your monitoring way down. Whisper volume. If at that low volume you can clearly identify, oh, that's a separate hat loop, it's too loud or too bright. At whisper volume, it should just read as definition on the whole drum picture. Now let's talk arrangement, because this layer is also an energy control tool. Classic move number one. No transient loop in the intro. Then bring it in right at the drop. Instant excitement. No extra drum programming. Move number two. Evolve every 16 bars. Bars 1 to 16, basic drums. Bars 17 to 32, add the sparkle loop. Then for bars 33 to 48, add a second transient loop very quietly, or automate a tiny bit more driver air. That gives you progression without rewriting your drum groove. Move number 3. Fills and turnarounds. In the last bar before a phrase change, you can bump the transient loop up by like 2 dB, or add a touch more saturation, then snap it back. It reads like a fill without clutter. And one of my favorites, the pre-drop vacuum trick. In the last half bar before the drop, automate the transient loop down or filter it out. Then slam it back on at the drop. Contrast makes the drop feel bigger than simply adding more elements. Alright, quick common mistake so you can avoid the pain. Mistake 1. Leaving too much low mid in the top loop. That makes everything cloudy and steals snare punch. Fix it with a more aggressive high pass, sometimes higher than you think. Mistake 2. Overwarping with the wrong mode. If it sounds metallic and smeared, go back to beats mode, preserve transients, and adjust envelope. Mistake 3. Boosting 8 to 10 kHz too hard. That brittle Spraken sound. Instead, use a little saturation and a tiny shelf. Mistake 4. No ducking. If your snare loses its crack, sidechain the top loop to the snare for a few dB. Mistake 5. The layer too loud. If you hear a hat loop, You missed the point. The goal is faster drums, not more hats. Now let's do a short practice exercise you can finish in like 15 to 20 minutes. Load a classic break or any break loop on drum's main. Find two transient loops. Loop A is a tight shaker or hat. Loop B is a busier ride or hat texture. On transient's top, build a simple chain, EQ8 with a high pass at around 600 Hz. Then drum bus with drive around 4 and transients around plus 10. Then a compressor side chain to the snare, ratio 4 to 1, release around 100 ms. Arrange a 48 bar section. Bars 1 to 16, no transient loop. Bars 17 to 32, bring in loop A. Bars 33 to 48, add loop B very quietly under loop A. Then add a quick vacuum moment right before bar 17 and right before bar 33. Export it, and listen at low volume. Ask one question. Does the drop feel faster and clearer without sounding harsher? If yes, you nailed it. Before we wrap, here's a homework upgrade that will seriously level you up. Build a sparkle rack preset. Put an auto effect rack on your transient loop track and make three macros. Macro 1 controls the high pass frequency on EQ8. Macro 2 controls snap, like drum bus transients, or even compressor threshold if you prefer. Macro 3 controls duck amount, mapping the sidechain compressor threshold. Save it as sparkle top loop beginner. Then try two different transient loops, a clean one and a noisier ride one, and make them both work using only those macros. That's how you know your process is solid, not just lucky. Recap time. Transient loops are top layers that add speed and definition to DNB drums. Warp them cleanly in beats mode with preserve transients. Align tightly, then nudge with track delay for feel. High pass aggressively so the layer is mostly highs. Use drum bus and light saturation for audible snap without harsh EQ. Duck it to the snare so the snare stays on top. And arrange it as an energy tool to lift drops and build intensity across phrases. If you tell me what your main drum source is, like clean one shots, a classic break, or a full drum loop, and what style you're making, like rollers, two-step, break heavy jungle, or neuro, I can suggest exactly what kind of transient loop to grab and give you starting settings for those three macros.